All right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. I want to bring our guest in this morning. Joining us on the phone from the Weather Center in Des Moines is Freeze Notice meteorologist Dan Hicks. How are you, Dan?
Just fine, Jim. Good morning.
Good. You got big plans for the holiday weekend?
No big plans, but certainly try to spend some time outside if we don't get too much rain across the state, but not anything major as far as plans go.
You don't have to work?
A little bit of Monday I have to work, but the other rest of the weekend I have off.
Yeah, weather never takes a day off, does it?
No, it doesn't. At least on weekends and holidays, it slows down for us, but you never can really be away from the office completely.
Now you're lying to me. It does not slow down on weekends and holidays.
Well, the phone rings less often, at least on those days.
That's true. Okay, I'll give you that one. Speaking of weekends and holidays, we've got both coming up here this weekend with a little longer weekend with the 4th of July holiday. And there are so many things going on that so many volunteers have spent so much time working on. So, will they have nice weather for it?
Well, you're putting the pressure on big time this morning.
Yes, I am.
Actually, it does look a little wet this weekend, especially in the southern third of Iowa. We've got this cool front that moved through the region yesterday is going to stall over the southern Midwest and the central plains by tomorrow. And along and north of that front, there's going to be quite a few periods of rain and thunderstorms over the southern and some central parts of the Midwest coming up tonight through Sunday night. And it looks like that here in Atlantic we'll probably be on the northern edge of that rain area. It certainly looks like there's going to be at the minimum, some light rain chances both tomorrow and Sunday, so it may dampen some outdoor activities during that time. The farther south you go, the rain chances will be greater, and it looks like it could be a situation where parts of Kansas, Missouri, southern Illinois get some heavy rainfall, possibly some flooding over the holiday weekend. If you happen to be heading farther north, the weather does look better. The farther north you go tomorrow and Sunday, rain chances will be less and more dry time expected. But right here in the Atlantic area, certainly some light rain expected both tomorrow and Sunday at the minimum. The 4th of July on Monday may turn out to be the best day of the three over the southern half of the state.
Okay, let's break it down a little bit here. Tonight, some activities going on as people get their weekend started early. Should we be okay tonight then?
I think we'll be okay this evening. It looks like some rain chances will probably spread back in after midnight tonight. So this afternoon and evening outdoor activities, you'll look fairly safe right now. And then the daytime tomorrow night and Sunday, it's certainly not going to be raining all the time, but we may not have any real long dry periods during Saturday night, Sunday and Sunday night. So outdoor activities will have to probably work around some rain chances during that time. One thing we don't have to worry about this 4th of July is hot weather with this cool air mass setting to the north. And the cloud cover and showers temperatures will be well below normal, certainly no higher than the 70s tomorrow and Sunday. A few spots may not even get to 70 on those days. So again, tomorrow and Sunday, off and on periods of light rain, probably no long dry spells either one of those days the way it looks right now.
I guess that's the positive takeaway for the weekend is the weather, as far as the temperatures go, will be very pleasant.
Right. No chance of any hot weather anywhere in the Midwest, even farther north where it's drier. Temperatures will be probably only in the 70s, low 80s. We've got a fairly large pool of Canadian air that's moved back down over the Midwest today, and that's going to be sitting over the region through the weekend. You know, June was a fairly warm month across Iowa, about 3 to 6 degrees above normal in most areas, but we're certainly finishing off June and starting July with some pleasantly cooler weather.
Yeah, absolutely, a quick change in the weather. And that's okay with most folks around here because it was very, very hot for a while there in the month of June. Now, if I'm hearing you correctly, Dan, it sounds like that largely Saturday and Sunday, it seems like it's going to be more rain than anything else?
I think more rain than dry time the way it looks right now. I certainly think there's going to be some periods of time when it won't be raining, but right now it looks like it's going to be difficult to get any long dry periods, especially, you know, along that area from I-80 southward, especially, that's where the more consistent rain will occur. As I mentioned, Monday could be a day with some warming and more dry time. Of the 3 days right now, I would say Monday probably looks like the nicest as far as having the least amount of rain chances.
So largely you're talking about umbrella weather this weekend then?
Well, I think so. And again, the heavy rain may tend to stay south of us, but certainly, if you've got outdoor plans tomorrow and Sunday, plan for you know, at least at the minimum, some off and on light rain.
Mm-hmm. What about severe weather? Is there any chance of that at all?
Not really this far north. I think all the severe weather will tend to be farther south where the warmer air is lying. The southern plains, the far southern Midwest into the southern part of the country, that's where the boundary between the heat to the south and the coolness to the north will lie. So more than likely severe weather probably occurring in parts of southern Kansas, southern Missouri, but farther north up into Iowa, the cool weather will really suppress any chance of severe weather, at least for the next few days.
Okay. How have we done so far this year for severe weather around the state? It seems like there hasn't been near as much this year as there have been in some years. Is that accurate?
I think you're probably right. We had, you know, a lot of dry time during the month of June. You know, June is typically one of our peaks of severe weather, as was May. You know, I don't know the statistics exactly, but I think you're probably right that we're running a little bit below normal as far as the actual number of tornadoes that have occurred. I don't think there's been too many, and we have had too many episodes of damaging wind and hail. We had some wet weather back in May that caused some localized flooding. June rainfall has been real sporadic across the state. Some areas have had nearly twice the normal amount of rain, but I know some places, on the other hand, have barely had an inch of rain. So again, very spotty as far as rainfall amounts go, but I would probably agree with you that severe weather may be a little bit less than typical as of this point in the season.
Well, I know with so much fun planned and all kinds of outdoor activities this weekend, probably hearing the chances of rain is a little disappointing for folks, but on the other hand, there are some places in Iowa that really need the moisture.
There are places, especially in the western and southern part of Iowa. You know, here in Atlantic, we had a very wet May, I believe over 10 inches of rain during the month of May, but if I'm not mistaken, our June rainfall amounts have dropped off quite a bit. And there are some locations, especially in the southern half of the state, where rainfall from the 1st of May through June has been running quite a bit below normal. So there are pockets where, you know, some rain would certainly be beneficial. Some northern and eastern parts of Iowa have fared much better as far as summer rainfall so far. And those areas that need rain also include parts of Illinois, Missouri, southeastern Nebraska. So some of those locations that get the heaviest rain this weekend, it will be beneficial, although it may be a little bit too much, too quick in some areas off to our south.
Yeah, it seems like in the ag news I've been hearing more about crop stress than crop growth these days, so a little bit of moisture wouldn't be bad.
Right, and you know, we're looks like we'll be heading into another warmer period next week once again. We could see some 3 or 4 days of 90s coming back into Iowa for the mid to latter part of next week. I guess the good news is it doesn't look like the warmest temperatures will be long-lasting. It does appear another cool front will come down from the north about a week from today or a week from tomorrow, and that should push the hottest weather off to the south. I think it's going to be one of those summers where the heat will build northward for a few days, bringing pretty widespread 90s, but at least right now it doesn't look like long-lasting unusually hot weather in most of the Midwest.
All right. So enjoy Monday, because the weather should be pretty fair on Monday, and then just hope for some periods where you get a chance to enjoy some of those activities Saturday and Sunday, right?
Right. Just going to have to kind of plan on some rain both days, but hopefully it won't be a washout both days. Again, if you're headed south, more rain. If you're headed north, less rain over the next 2 or 3 days.
All right. Very good. Well, Dan, you and your family have a very good 4th of July holiday weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.